This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Egypt has threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Israeli forces enter the town of Rafah in Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Egypt is threatening to stop its peace treaty with Israel and says that a ground operation in Rafah could force the closure of its crossing, cutting off one of the only avenues for delivering essential supplies. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a recent statement that sending troops into Rafah was necessary to win the war against Hamas. This plan poses a threat to the long-standing peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. Egypt also fears that they would be unable to stop a tide of people fleeing into the Sinai Peninsula. Rafah, originally home to around 300,000 people, has taken in roughly 1.4 million more who have fled conflict in other areas, resulting in severe overcrowding. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. President Joe Biden told Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday Israel should not proceed with a military operation in Rafah without a plan to ensure the safety of the roughly 1 million people sheltering there, the White House said. Biden's call with Netanyahu came days after the U.S. leader told reporters that Israel's response in the Palestinian enclave of Gaza was over the top. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Hundreds of supporters of former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan's party protested in Karachi on Sunday against election results. Those who gathered outside the Election Commission office also condemned the delay in publishing the final tally of votes, which happened more than 60 hours after voting ended. This is VOA News. Russia launched drone attacks on Kyiv in southern Ukraine, injuring at least one civilian and damaging a gas pipeline and residential buildings in the river and seaport of Mykolaiv, Ukraine's military said on Sunday. Ukraine's Air Force said on the Telegram messaging app that its air defense systems destroyed 40 out of 45 Russia-launched attack drones overnight. As Russia attacked Ukraine with a barrage of drones early Sunday, it comes as Ukrainian forces face an uncertain future on American assistance. As VOA's Arash Arvasadi reports, the two U.S. presidential frontrunners have diametrically opposed views on Ukraine and NATO.
U.S. President Joe Biden recently welcomed fellow NATO member German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to the White House and stressed the need of getting a new Ukraine aid package through the bitterly divided U.S. Congress. Biden's likely challenger for the presidency, Donald Trump, said that as president, he had warned an unidentified NATO member to spend more on defense or Russia can do what it wants.
No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. You got to pay.
In a statement Sunday, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that any suggestion that NATO allies would not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S. Arash Arvasadi, VOA News.
Meanwhile, ex-Prime Minister Alexander Stubb has narrowly won Finland's presidential election runoff on Sunday. As head of state, Stubb's main task will be to steer the Nordic country's foreign and security policy now that it's a member of NATO following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The 55-year-old Stubb, who was Prime Minister in 2014 and 2015, will become the 13th president of Finland since the Nordic country's independence from the Russian Empire in 1917. With guacamole a favorite American snack, attention's being drawn to problems with avocados from Mexico. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A lack of rain and warmer temperatures has resulted in fewer avocados being shipped from Mexico. The western state of Michoacan, which supplies almost 90% of the fruit, has suffered a hotter, drier climate that has led to a lack of water in growing areas. Lakes are drying up. Desperate avocado growers send tanker trucks down to suck up the last water or divert streams to feed their thirsty orchards, sparking conflicts. The state received about half the rain it normally gets last year, and some growers are illegally cutting down pine forests that feed the water system to plant more avocados. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Joe Ramsey.